Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Micha Perek Beis, the second chapter of the book of Micha. It is not a long perek, it is a perek in which Micha indicts society. He talks about the crimes of society in very specific detail. Let's jump straight in. The first section, let's take a quick look at the first two psukim. In this section, he talks about the sins of lust and theft in society. He turns and he says to them, Bo'ora Bokir, in the morning light, Yasua, you'll do anything you want, Kideish El Yodom, because you have the power of hand, meaning to say there's no judge, there's no body or entity in society which is going to stop you from doing what you want. And therefore you look at houses, fields, people, and you take whatever you want. In fact, the Gemara in Gittin on Nun Ches Al Alef, talking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, explains this pasuk and gives a very mournful, terrible story in the name of Yehuda Marav, where it describes that there was quoting this pasuk, there was a nagar, which is a carpenter, and he had an apprentice. The apprentice started lusting after the wife of his master, and one time the master needed to borrow some money, and he said, the apprentice says, you know what, send your wife and I'll lend her the money. He sends her over, and for 3 days he stays with her, and she doesn't come back. So the apprentice comes back to the master. The master says, where's my wife? So he said, I heard that she was raped along the way. So what I would suggest you do is if you divorce her. But the master said that I don't have the money to divorce her. Divorce costs a lot of money. So the apprentice says to him, don't worry, I'll lend you the money, no problem. So he lends him the money, but the master's unable to pay back. And it turns out that now essentially the creditor is the apprentice, who's now married to the master's wife. He therefore takes the master as an indentured servant to serve him. And it describes how when this master is serving the wine to his ex-wife and ex-apprentice, who are now in his face, sort of lording over him their power, he cries into the cups, and the tears fall from his eyes into those cups. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vayidumos noishros me'inu v'noflos b'koyseir val oisosho nechtam gzardin." And that's when the gzardin was sealed because of this terrible situation that occurred. Where's this from? This is from Micha. Micha is describing these are the types of episodes we're seeing in society: complete injustice and no way of finding justice or recourse. The second section we move from Pasuk Gimel to Hay, in which he now talks about how the land's going to be divided up. He talks about how you used to walk, you know, straight-backed and proud around society. Well, no longer, because you're not going to have any more power. In fact, the Mefarshim explain that this is, if you look at Pasuk Dalet, it talks about how there's going to be this mashal which is going to be raised. They're going to talk about this parable, v'noha, v'nehi, nehiyeh, omar shadod, nushadnu. You're going to say, we've been taken advantage of, chelek ami, omir, we've been thrown out, we've been rejected. What is this mashal? So the Mefarshim suggests that this is how society will mourn that Hashem has abandoned them. Everyone else says, no, it's not that at all. It simply means to say the abuser and the extortioners who are referred to in the beginning of this parak, who used other people, will have all the ill-gotten gains taken away from them. Meaning, you used to take fields, you used to take other people's wives, you used to take society, you used to take advantage of the poor. Well, all that's going to disappear. Everything you thought you had security in is going to disappear, and that's when you're going to start saying this metaphor. And in a chilling way, at the end of this little section, in Pasuk Hey, he describes how Lochen lo yiyeh locha mashlich chevel begoral. Bikal Hashem, you will no longer have anybody who throws the rope among the lots of Hashem, which sounds like there's some sort of excommunication going on over here. This refers to, as Abba Benel explains, is that those extortioners will not have children who will come back to the fold. They're not going to have continuity in a part of the destiny of Israel. But on a more chilling note, it might even refer, he says, to the future, where the 10 tribes of the north, which is talking to primarily in this Nevoah, they will not have any return at the Bayis Sheni, at the time when they build the second Beis HaMikdash. They will remain in Golos, which is a terrifying, terrifying prophecy. We move into the next section, section 3, which is Vav to Yud Aleph, towards the end of the Perek now, in which this section, he talks about the perspective of society on rebuke. So they've been doing all these terrible things, but what do they say when they hear that they're doing the wrong thing? So, unfortunately, not so dandy. They say, and you hear different voices. One voice is, Pasuk Vav is, Al Tatifu Yatifun. Don't talk to us. Don't give us your ideas. Lo yes, nobody's going to be embarrassed of it. It sounds like are the poor people who are saying the poor people themselves saying don't speak to the abusers and the rich and the powerful because they're not going to listen to you. Then the next pasuk is Hey Amor Beis Yaakov Hakatzar Ruach Hashem Im Elim Alalov. Then the other people will say, well, when Hashem's not speaking, then they say, ah, you see, Hashem is Katsar Ruach. Hashem is short of breath. He doesn't know. He doesn't care about society anymore. So that's why he interjects and he says, Aloy Devorai Yetivu Mehi Ashor Holech. He says, no, I want to speak to you, but you're not listening. Meaning to say, people are not interested in hearing. Not interested in hearing at all. And that's why in the next pasuk he says, Ve'esmul la'ami la'oyev yokomeim. And yesterday my people were attacked by the enemy. What does this refer to? So could be referring to, but once again, going back as the father of the Radak suggests, is that in the previous days, you yourself, all the rich and powerful people in society would strip the poor people of any clothes, of any honor, of any money. And therefore, that's what's happening to you today. Whereas the Bible now says, no, we've moved on from that now. Now we're talking simply about the enemy. The enemy is coming and the enemy is going to strip you of everything and take everything from you because of your actions of the past. Interestingly enough, at the end of the parak, for the last two psukim, it now switches to nechama, to comfort. It's fascinating that actually Micha, who is a contemporary of Yeshayahu, has very similar language and imagery to the Micha and Yeshayahu share a lot of imagery and language. And it is interesting that this parak is a microcosm of a lot of the nevuos of Yeshayahu. There's a lot of punishment which is talked about, but also there's a lot of return which is talked about. So at the end of this micro description of punishment, he talks about how there's going to be nechama. One interesting facet in these last two psukim, it talks about kibbutz galios, talks about everybody coming back, and he says, I'm going to bring you yachad esimenu, I'll bring you together, ketzon botzra, like this, the flocks of botzra. What does that refer to? So the Babinah points out that in the expression of Chazal, the word Batzra refers to Rome, and in fact, Rome, before it was populated as the city of Rome, was excellent pasture for sheep, in fact, historically speaking, which is why it's called Tzon Batzra. So what he's saying is that it is true that in the beginning, Ola ha-poretz lifnehem, even though the wall breaker, so to speak, has jumped in front of you, that refers to Sancheirev and Nebuchadnezzar, the earlier some exiles have already been acted by other people. Nonetheless, ultimately, all the jury will be in the Golus of Rome, and that is what he's saying is going to end over here when HaKadosh Baruch will bring back not just the south but the north, everybody together, Vayavor Malkom Lifnehem, and HaKadosh Baruch will bring their king in front of them. This is the Melech HaMashiach, Vashem Barashom, and Hashem will be leading them. So, this is in order to avert the feeling of complete lack of hope. There is going to be a future. He reassures them that there will be a future where we all come back. It may not be now, may not be in this galus, but ultimately he's saying to them, think to the future where Hashem will reconstitute you. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.